Chapter 6. That strange mountain hare, the Laird Bosie MacScutter of Bowlaney, was highly impressed at the magnificent spread of afternoon tea laid out in Great Hall. Having been introduced to all and sundry, he shook Friar Skirple's paw soundly.
"Och, you hadn't need to put on a special spread for me, my good fellow."
The friar grinned cheerily.
"Neither, I bain't done nothing special for thee. Listen, your be's my usual afternoon abbey tea."
Abbot Glisson patted the seat on his right side.
"Please sit down and help yourself, Bosie."
Every beast present stared in amazement as the warrior bard applied himself unsparingly to the food, commenting between mouthfuls.
"Is that nut bread you have there? Aye, and celery cheese too. Chinks, there's nought like it with a dab of honey, some slices of apple, and a leaf or two of lettuce. I'm very partial to it, you ken."
Using the nut bread as a base, Bosie built himself a sandwich of epic proportion.
"Would you like to pour me a beaker of yon mint tea, my wee lassie?"
The squirrel maid Paris obliged willingly.
"Careful, sir, it's hot. There's October ale or pale summer cider if you'd like something cooler."
Hot mint tea did not seem to bother Bosie. He swigged off the beaker at a single gulp.
"Well, that hit the spot nicely. I'll take a tankard of your ale, and maybe one of yon cider. Look, I'm thinking, 'twould be a sensible scheme if when you were to hire me as wee burn rescuer to your abbey. Would you no consider it, father?"
Glisson sliced into a warm scone.
"I'd not deny you the position, if you so wish it, friend. Though it isn't every day you'd be called on to rescue divans from carrion birds."
Bosie ploughed through a plum pie reflectively.
"True, true. But if and your foes knew that Laird MacScutter of Bowlaney was guarding the entire abbey, oh, the rascals would be afeard to come near. Any beast knows I'm a braw, bonny warrior of wide repute. As for my needs, I'd bother you a little, father. A place to rest my head, and 6 square meals a day. Not counting snacks and supper, you ken. We MacScutters are noted as frugal creatures. So, what do you say?"
Abbot Glisson buried his nose in a beaker of pennycloud cordial, trying hard not to burst out laughing. Calming himself, he turned to Sister Violet, seated nearby.
That sounds fair enough. What's your opinion, sister?"
The jolly hedgehog sister replied promptly.
"Oh, no, don't drag me into it, father. Go and ask Friar Skirple. Victuals are his responsibility. Excuse me, Laird Bosie. I see you own a musical instrument. Perhaps you'd like to play or sing for us."
The hare left off licking an empty meadow cream bowl.
"Aye, 'twould be my pleasure, ma'am. Clear the floor."
With a bound he was up, tuning his fiddle-like instrument. Holding it at waist height, he drew the short bow across its strings. Bosie launched into a pleasant, lively air. The lyrics were hard to understand, being in the Highland dialect. As he sang, Bosie danced the jig, his huge foot paws and flailing legs whirling at odd angles. The music was so lively that many Redwall paws began tapping, particularly the divans, who considered themselves the very cream of dancing beasts.